Hello and welcome to Battlestar Wiki, an encyclopedia of the Battlestar Galactica sagas. My name is Kobayashi Hikaru. You're about to hear an audio version of an episode guide. 33 is part of Season 1, Episode 1. This episode was originally aired on the 14th of January 2005 in the United States and the 18th of October 2005 in the UK. Credits for this episode include Ronald D. Moore, writer, Michael Reimer, director. Continuing from the events of the miniseries, Battlestar Galactica and the fleet must avoid their Cylon pursuers, which ambush them every 33 minutes after each successful jump. On Galactica, the crew of Battlestar Galactica have been on continuous alert for some 130.35 hours, during which time the fleet has had to make an FTL jump every 33 minutes to escape their Cylon pursuers shortly after their initial escape from Ragnar Anchorage. Everyone in the fleet is beginning to feel the strain, particularly Gaius Baltar, who is also distracted by Six's repeated conversations about God having a plan for him, and her also wanting to have his children. Vessels in the fleet are also beginning to feel the strain. Jump engines and their controlling computers are starting to break down or malfunction, requiring Galactica to linger longer and longer in the Cylon line of fire while the rest of the fleet complete their jumps. Following jump number 237, President Roslin receives word from a Dr. Amarak aboard the Olympic carrier concerning information on how the Cylons overcame colonial defenses. Overhearing the conversation, Baltar is worried. He knew Amarak at the Defense Ministry. As Six points out, Amarak might have information on Baltar's complicity with the Cylon attack. There is insufficient time before the next jump to bring Amarak aboard Colonial One, but Roslin wants to see him directly after the jump has been completed. Elsewhere, Sharon Boomer Valeri is having problems accepting her new ECO, Crashdown, and is feeling guilty about leaving Carl Hilo Agathon on Caprica to his fate. When the next jump is made, the Olympic carrier, complete with Dr. Amarak and 1,344 other souls, fails to appear with the rest of the fleet. Six tries to convince Baltar that it is because God is watching over him. 33 minutes later, the fleet is ready to jump, but the Cylons don't appear. Adama orders a stand down from the immediate alert, but the fleet is to maintain a readiness to jump in case the Cylons do return. When Baltar continues to refuse the concept of God, the Olympic carrier reappears. Commander Adama orders the fleet to condition one alert, fearing the worst. He orders the jump clocks reset in anticipation of the Cylons arriving. The combat air patrol led by Lee Adama intercepts the Starliner. Adama orders all communications with the carrier jammed, and the carrier is ordered, through signal lamps, to remain at its current position. When the carrier fails to heed orders not to approach the fleet, tensions rise, and a radiological alarm reveals that there is now a nuclear weapon on the liner. As the crisis deepens, the Cylons appear precisely 33 minutes after the return of the carrier, confirming that the carrier was used somehow by the Cylons to track the fleet. Adama wants to destroy the liner, but Roslin hesitates to give the order, as no one can be sure if the 1,345 people aboard the carrier are still alive. Baltar is terrified she won't give the order for fear of Amarak's information. Six uses the hesitation to push Baltar into repenting before God. As soon as he does, Roslin gives the order to destroy the liner. Apollo and Starbuck reluctantly open fire, destroying the liner. After the fleet makes a jump once more, the Cylon's relentless pursuit is halted. A day later, everyone is living with the consequences of their actions. Only Billy Kakea has a small nugget of good news. At some point in the proceedings, a baby was born in the fleet. On Caprica, Hilo is on the run in the rainy woodland and has claymore-like ordnance he uses to blow up pursuing Cylon Centurions. Hilo's 6 days on the run come to an end when he is captured by the Cylons after being distracted by the appearance of a copy of Number 6 wearing a white raincoat. Hilo is rescued by a copy of Valeri, who shoots 6 and then leads Hilo away into the woods. Hilo mistakenly believes that this Valeri copy is actually the Boomer copy that left Caprica and returned to rescue him. Guest stars for this episode include Michael Hogan as Colonel Saul Tai, Tom O'Pennicott as Lieutenant Carl Hilo Agathon, Aaron Douglas as Chief Petty Officer Galen Tyrrell, Nikki Klein as Crewman Specialist Callie, Alonso Oyarzun as Crewman Specialist Sasinus, Paul Campbell as Billy Kakaya, Alessandro Giuliani as Lieutenant Felix Gaeta, Samuel Witwer as Crashdown. This episode was released on the Season 1 DVD, released in three versions for Region 1, Region 2, and Region 4. The Season 1 DVD was released on the 20th of September 2005 in the United States, and on the 28th of March 2005 in the United Kingdom. There were some errors in continuity within this episode. In the miniseries, there are 40 ships rendezvousing with the Galactica at Ragnar Anchorage. However, in this episode, Duala states that there are 63 ships in the fleet, an increase from the original statement. Visual effects gaffes were present within the episode. Reused footage from the miniseries of Galactica making an FTL jump without her flight pods retracted were shown. And on Caprica, water was not dripping from the Cylon Centurion's body as it should have been. Prop and equipment errors included Duala's headset changing sides during her report of the loss of the Olympic carrier, and lack of visual sparks from the barrel of Hilo's gun as he fires on a Cylon Centurion on Caprica. Additionally, after the disappearance of the Olympic carrier in Jump 238, with the timer running towards the 33-minute mark, the viewer can see that the clock is at 10 seconds. When focusing on Adama and Tai, the viewer hears 10 seconds counting off, but when the camera quick pans to the overhead console, it reads that 3 seconds have passed. Also, before the clock reaches zero in the pre-title sequence, a wide shot of CIC is shown, with Adama and Tai standing at the central console. The timer on the screen above their heads is flashing 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds. Thank you for listening to an audio version of a Battlestar Wiki episode guide. The next episode is Water.